So another reason this morning, and I apologize in advance to all of you parents to possibly further infuse your life with uncertainty and guilt, which way does your baby face in the stroller? Think about it. Is it forward or is it back towards you? Okay, if you answered forward, a study in Britain is not going to make you terribly happy. It says that babies who face their caregiver talk, laugh, and interact more, and that may affect brain development. It's the subject of an op-ed piece in our partner, the New York Times, this morning. And one of the people referred to in that op-ed is Liz Attenborough. She's the manager at Talk to Your Baby, the National Literacy Trust. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, this is a disturbing development. The idea that strollers, and I don't know if you've seen strollers recently. I mean, they look like Bentleys lately. I mean, they're all about safety and caregiving for children. But if the child is faced the wrong way, you may be doing your child harm. Explain.
Well, our starting point on this was how can we get more children to arrive at kindergarten, nursery, better communicators, because there are certainly very great concerns in the UK that too many children are arriving with very poor communication skills. And one of the things that early years professionals over here were saying to me when we started the Talk to Your Baby campaign was that, well, if the stroller is facing away, there's all that wasted time when they're not having any communication, they're not having eye contact, they're just looking aimlessly ahead without any kind of stimulation. So that was our starting point, to look at, you know, is this a factor? And we don't want to make parents feel guilty about this. It's the last thing we want to do. In fact, I've been working on this sort of behind the scenes for 5-6 years, trying to get the stroller manufacturers to make more options so that there are two-way facing strollers that can be used in both modes of direction. They do exist, but they are very expensive. They're the sort of $700 option. And so what I was trying to do was get more manufacturers to make more models that were at the lower price end, because you can get a perfectly good one for $50. But it will only face fixed away from the pusher.
You know, I'm wondering.
But I was just getting nowhere. So we sort of, I found this fabulous researcher who, I mean, she was just amazed that she's been doing it for something like 12 years. She's been studying infant-parent interaction. And she just said, I can't believe I never thought about the stroller option, because that is such a big part of many young children's day, is sitting in that thing, and they're just missing out.
It seems to me in the development of stroller technology, which has been extraordinary in the time that I've been a dad for the last 10 years, that there have been a lot of options for the pusher of the stroller, but relatively few for the actual child. I mean, once you stop being a little tiny infant, where the baby does face the caregiver, you're basically looking at tailpipes. That's pretty much it.
You are. You're very low on the ground, as you say. And it's as if the child has just not been thought about this. It's kind of like, what height should the handles be that's convenient for the jogger or the mum or the dad? What we're saying is, let's look at it from the child's point of view. And the child actually would so much prefer to be looking into someone's eyes, because that's where they get their stimulating at the start from. And I think they should be facing the pusher right up until they get out of the stroller and start walking.
You've identified the economic problem. Lots of strollers are going to be hand-me-downs. It's going to take a very difficult time to get the price down, as you've described, and for this to work its way through the system. But before we go, the amount of talking that parents do to children, according to this research, and it's preliminary, is really significantly different whether the child faces forward or back. Tell us the numbers.
Well, it's really twice. I mean, the best way, if you're a child, the best thing to do is get someone to carry you. That's when you get most interaction. Second best is if you're old enough to be walking, and then you get interaction too. But that's probably because you are old enough and you may be instigating some of it. But even in the study that we did with 20 parents with their young children, and they were wired up, so they knew they were being listened to, and they went first, some of them went first with the child facing away, some facing towards them, and even though they knew they were being listened to, they spoke more than twice as much when the baby was facing them, and fantastically, the babies laughed more. 10 of the 20 babies laughed when they were facing their parents, and only one kind of half laughed when they were facing away.
Well, preliminary
they need that kind of in stimulation to get their brain going and to get the communication.
Preliminary data on the stroller issue, but very, very interesting information regarding brain development and interaction with parents. Liz Attenborough, manager at Talk to Your Baby National Literacy Trust, joined us from London, and her research is referred to in an op-ed in the New York Times today.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.